Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KDK Pittsburgh, listen to what we started.
This is KDKA
of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company.
The future really did begin here. The world's first scheduled broadcast was made from Westinghouse's
KDKA.
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 Listen as we share 100 years of KDKA radio.
Climb aboard our magic carpet for a montage of memories. Radio's finest hour.
Someplace special.
You're listening to the Voices of Pittsburgh KDKA Radio. I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in. This being our 100th year, and we are celebrating every single Wednesday all the way through the rest of 2020, we continue to take a look back at different personalities that have been on KDKA. And we recently talked a bit about talk show hosts from John Cigna and Fred Hansberger, Mike Pintek, and Bob Logue, morning show hosts like Larry Richard and Jack Bogut. But there was a time, and I'm sure many of you remember, when KDKA played a lot of music. In fact, that was the number one thing that was played on KDKA. It wasn't about talk. I mean, talk in the evenings. And I loved talk in the evenings growing up as a teenager. But it was music during the day. And the midday host was Trish Beatty, and she worked at KDKA from 1977 full-time, part-time a little bit before that, all the way through to when the music stopped on KDKA in 1992. She is now living south of the border in Nicaragua. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to sit down with her for a few minutes and kind of reminisce a little bit, talk a bit about where she is now and how she got there and what it was like working at KDKA for all those years. Here's my conversation with Trish. Thank you so much for making time for me. This means
Robert,
a lot.
Robert, all I have is time.
Why is it that all you have is time?
Well, I'm self-isolating here in Nicaragua, like just about everybody in the States is doing right now. So,
you could have self-isolated a whole lot closer to somewhere in the States. You didn't have to go all the way to Nicaragua.
I've been here about 5 years now, and it's heaven on earth for me. It's a beautiful country, wonderful people. It has its problems. Right, so now the government is in complete denial about the coronavirus, but I'm taking care of myself.
So how did you land in Nicaragua?
Well, some of your older listeners may remember that back in the late 80s, I was real interested in citizen diplomacy. This was before the Soviet Union disintegrated. And one of the forays that I made into citizen diplomacy was to go to Nicaragua, where the Contra War was still in effect. And I just wanted to see for myself. And I had a friend, a good friend, the late Sally Kelson, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who had been to Nicaragua and had piqued my interest. And when I went down there, I noticed that out in the countryside, most of the children were in rags. but they loved baseball. And they were playing baseball with wads of electrical tape, you know, for balls, and sticks for bats, and paint can lids for bases. And I just thought to myself, gee, there ought to be something I could do. And of course, Nicaragua has a tremendous, practically national patron saint in the great, late great Roberto Clemente. So when I got back to Pittsburgh from that trip, I organized my thoughts and I went to Doug Danforth, who was then the CEO of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the ex post facto was the emeritus CEO of Westinghouse. And Doug Danforth had been in Nicaragua a number of times, and he was sympathetic. And I remember the day that I left his office after making my pitch to help the kids in Nicaragua. That was the first time in my life I experienced the sensation of floating on air. I was over in the Westinghouse building, and I left and walked back towards our then studios at the Gateway Center and just felt like I was floating. It was wonderful. And the Pirates ordered a whole bunch of baseball equipment, and some other foundation help, and individuals helped me to raise money, and we bought basketball equipment, soccer equipment, and I shipped it all down, and there was an embargo then against shipping things to Nicaragua. So I had to get one of our congressmen involved to help me get permission to ship, and you know, it was an experience, Robert, I can tell you. But that, Trish, that was my introduction to Nicaragua, and I made about a dozen trips there in the next 5 years.
Okay, all still while working at KDKA, but wanting to go back, and for whatever reason, this country just grabbed hold of you, and I completely understand what you're talking about. In a sense, Puerto Rico has grabbed me like that since Hurricane Maria. I've had the opportunity of going down a number of times, and there's just something really special in my heart for that country, for the people there and what they're going through, and
I
understand why.
Well, and I had a link to Puerto Rico through my Nicaragua experience, because in 1989, I invited Vera Clemente, the widow of Roberto, to join me. Vera just died, which is just recently, and it's very sad to lose her, but what a wonderful woman. And she came down to Nicaragua, and boy, that was an experience. Seeing a country just, you know, flock to her, and she was just an iconic mother, a wonderful, wonderful, generous woman.
Absolutely,
but
beautiful.
Anyway, she lived in Rio Piedras in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I had the opportunity of meeting her a couple of times. Just absolutely gracious and
lovely woman.
Yes, a wonderful ambassador for the people of Puerto Rico and throughout Central America as well. I want to talk quite a bit about your time at KDKA, though, because during this hour on Wednesdays in the 8 o'clock hour, we focus on KDKA and the history and different personalities that have been on. And with your career spanning from 1977 to 92, playing music middays, what brought you to KDKA in the first place?
Well, actually, I started in 1976. I was part-time. I was sort of a floater. I subbed for vacationers and worked on the weekends. I was 25 years old, and my audition was all night. I showed up at midnight and talked for 6 hours. And in the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, when I got off the air, my soon-to-be colleague, Roy Fox, was standing outside the studio, gave me a huge hug and said, "You are wonderful," and took me to McDonald's for breakfast. He always was a big spender. But that was my introduction to major market radio. And I stayed, I was fired to make room for Rush Limbaugh in 92. But I stayed on. I was fighting a battle with cancer at that point, and they graciously allowed me to stay on to keep my benefits and just keep the services going for a couple more years. And then I left radio completely. But I was privileged to be there when there was just a great lineup, wonderful people,
moments. Trish, what do you remember, if anything, from that first night of being on for 6 hours? And I ask because I remember when I had my first on-air tryout on KDKA, they put me on from 7 at night until midnight. Somebody's not happy.
They put you on when?
From
I'm sorry, my dog
does. It's okay. I was on from 7 to midnight.
Oh,
and
filled in for
yeah, you sure do, and filled in for a show that really wasn't a news talk show at the time, and they just said just do what you do, and I went in there. It was kind of like a baptism by fire kind of a thing, and survived the 5 hours. And next thing you know, more opportunities, and now I've been at KDK full time for 10 years. So I'm just wondering, when you look back at that first broadcast for 6 hours, is there anything that stands out in your mind about it?
I was amazed that I was full of energy when I got off the air. That really surprised me because I was tired when I got on the air. I couldn't sleep the night before, and my home was 2 hours away, so I had to drive in, and I drove in time to have dinner in Pittsburgh, and then just hung out and waited, and then went on the air for 6 hours. And I was so full of nervous energy and adrenaline. And you're right, trial by fire is a wonderful way to describe it, the experience. It was just, you know, it's scary, but it's invigorating. And, you know, the people of Pittsburgh are just, you know, they run the gamut of personality types and things to say, opinions. It's, you know, it's a great market for talk radio.
We are talking with Trish Beatty, longtime midday host on KDKA. Back during the music days, up until 92, she hosted from 77 to 92. And more with Trish in a moment on KDKA Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we started.
KDKA Radio with Robert Mangino.
Back with Trish Beatty, once again, a host of KDK Radio from 77 to 92. It was all about music back then. For a lot of people who are listening to KDK now for the past number of years, decades, in fact, all they know about KDK is just talk. But there was a time when most of what happened on KDK was actually music, right, Trish?
Yes. In fact, I took over for an afternoon personality by the name of Joel Zell. And my shift basically for the next, 16 years was, from 1 to 4:30. And, I followed Art Palin for a number of years, and Art was just, you know, I wish he were still around because you'd sure enjoy talking with him. He was a wonderful fellow. I used to go into the studio around 15 minutes before my shift began to pull the commercials and set up the show. And one day I remember going into the studio and said, "Hey, Art, how are you, pal?" He says, "Oh, Trish, hi." He said, "Look who's here." And I looked over in the corner and they're sitting, just no makeup on, no fancy hairdo. A house dress was sitting the great, wonderful Rosemary Clooney.
No way.
And, you know, it's my, those moments, you know, just linger forever. She couldn't have had a more gorgeous smile. She was just natural and just folks. And it turned out they were good friends from the days when Rosemary used to, you know, make the rounds. Anytime she had a single coming out, she'd go and talk to the DJs. And she and Art Palin had established a friendship. And I don't even know why she was in Pittsburgh, but she made sure and come up and visit with Art. And I just thought, boy, what a privilege, what a wonderful moment. And that's the closest I'll ever get to George Clooney.
Well, it's a bit closer than and most other women who would love to be able to get a bit closer than to that. But still, once again, Trish Beatty is joining us. So you mentioned Roy Fox and Art Palin, and name some others that you've worked with over the years.
Well, Jack Bogut we had a great time with Jack. I remember we used to go down to Pirate Spring Training. I remember going down there once to broadcast, and Jack's producer, Kathy, at the time, suddenly became very sick and was really confined to bed. So I got up early in the morning to produce the Jack Bogut Show. And I want to tell you, you know, I adore Jack, but boy, when he's working, I was the gopher. I was the grunt for 4 hours. It was an experience. But we we really had a nice time, and it was always fun for us to be able to go down McKechnie Field. Was such a lovely small ballpark, and we really enjoyed ourselves. Of course, John Cigna was the 9 to midnight guy for the first number of years that I was at KDKA. And I didn't really have a lot to do with John, except that I shared an office with him. And I remember one day I bought a brand new puppy and had to come in and do my shift before I went home with the puppy. And the puppy gave John a present under his desk. John was not happy about that. And I remember John renegotiating his contract one time and kvetching with me about how, it's really hard to get them to move on this. And I said, well, John, I said, you know, good luck to you. I said, you're paving the way. And he said, well, Trish, he said, you're single. You're young. You're a woman. You don't need any. He says, I've got a family, kids, a boat, 2 houses. And I just said, you know, John, that's really interesting that you would think that that's why you deserve more money than I do. Of course, his ratings were better than mine, too.
Well, that oftentimes helps. Did you work with Fred Hansberger much?
Well, it's funny you should the dear late great Fred. It's funny, when I was just out of college and looking around for a first job, I had an uncle in State College who worked for the Penn State television station there. And he said, you know, I have a friend over at a radio station in State College who might, you know, be a good contact for you. So I went over to the station and met this young Fred Hansberger, who could not have been less interested in helping me at the time. And then several years later, when he came to KDKA to join the news staff, I reminded him of it. He had completely forgotten. Of course, you know, it had been a pain in the neck for him to, oh, yes, I'll be glad to meet your niece and do what I can. But, of course, if the station isn't looking for anybody, there was nothing he could do for me. Mm-hmm. But and it was funny because he actually turned out to be younger than me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I'm an old biddy now.
Stop it. We're talking with Trish Beatty once again, longtime midday host on KDKA back when it was music from the mid-70s through to 92 on the air. And just kind of reminiscing a bit with the talent that had been at KDKA. And we'll come back with more with Trish in a moment. You're listening to KDKA Radio. And that wraps up the conversation. Because she's in Nicaragua, we were able to speak for a while, and at one point, she thought she heard something. She wasn't sure if she was still on the air. And then I heard the line go down, and that was about the end of the conversation. Then she did say it was going to be a bit spotty, but didn't really get into her living there. And I wanted to be able to talk more about that. Just really fascinating to me that someone would decide to leave the U.S. and then go and live in another country where it's completely different than what we're used to here as far as culture goes. And then on top of that, the massive language differences as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get her back on sometime over the course of the year and get more about her and her life in Nicaragua. All right, stay right there. Still a whole lot more to come as we look at KDKA and 100. Rob Pratt will be joining us. There's a lot that's happened with Rob over the years here at KDK, and we'll dive into a bit of that coming up next right here on KDK Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we start.
KDK Radio with Robert Mangino.
Welcome back. I'm Mangino. Great to have you here. Thank you very much for making some time for us. Coming up now, we are joined by our own Rob Pratt. And I remember listening to Rob one of the earliest times on the air was when he was partnered with Mike Pintek and hosting Saturday mornings. And thought it was a great pairing, a wonderful combination. Really enjoyed listening to the two of them together. And there was not only that, but, oh my goodness, so many different time slots, so many different shows, everything you could possibly want out of a personality on radio, Rob Pratt is able to deliver. And he joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Rob, thank you very much for making time this evening. When did you start with Pintek on Saturday mornings?
Well, I started at KDK in the spring of 84, and they put me on the books in 85, and it was probably 2 years into my stay at KDK, so I want to say around 1987.
What did you think of that pairing? Because I thought you guys sounded really good together.
I was scared to death. You have to understand, Pintek had talent, okay? I was just a guy trying to find my way in this industry. It was kind of like when Harry O'Toole, the late great Harry O'Toole for many years, one of the producers of Pirate Baseball and a person that did everything behind the scenes, kind of like I did everything on the radio. He was the person, the puppet master making it happen behind the scenes. He was just such a tremendous influence on many of us that are still connected with KDK Radio today. When I got the job, he said, "You'll do fine, you're on," basically. And I really, it was like on-the-job training, and I was doing pretty well with everything that I had to do. Now, you have to remember, back then, we were playing music, vinyl records, okay? So I was pretty much a disc jockey, and you introduced a song, you did the weather, you introduced the news, and then I kind of started in sports, and Goose Goslin at the time, who was anchoring with the K-Team, was a big influence and taught me so much about radio broadcasting. But to work with Mike Pintek, a guy with this type of intellect, who had an incredible resume as a news journalist, was a part of the Three Mile Island story with the late, great Fred Hansberger. And I mean, I was working with people, you got to remember, these are Hall of Fame broadcasters, Dave James, Barbara Borland, Bill Steinbach, Bob Kometz, John Hadar, I mean, John Cigna, as I mentioned, Hansberger, Mr. Levine was there, Mike Levine when I started, Art Palin. I mean, this was the who's who of broadcasting, and all of a sudden, this kid that was just a few years removed from shaving is now on KDK Radio. So I think you understand. It was there was a lot of flop sweat, and I was very nervous for most of those shows with Mr. Pintek, and he really became a big brother to me. But basically, it was like, here's Mike Pintek, and here's the big dummy. You know, and I was kind of like, no, seriously, I was like his dummy, but it worked. I mean, it really worked. He was the intellect. He was the brains. I was the muscle. And it was Batman and Robin. We both looked good in tights, and it worked. So that's the best way to describe it. I mean, you have to understand, you know, when I listen to people like you and Wendy Bell and Marty and Lynn and Larry and the newest member of the KDK Morning Show, Kevin Battle, I think of all of the greats that have been a part of that radio station. And I still feel as though one of these days they're going to say, who let this guy in? You know, you guys are heroes to me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, and the history of KDKA. And I was talking about this in a little live chat that I did on Facebook about my days in sports. And for 10 years, I hosted a show, Pirate Sundays, from PNC Park. And to be on the same radio station with people like Lanny Fritteri and Bob Prince and Nellie King, I mean, you just have to understand, this has been a dream, and I just hope I never wake up.
Talk about that dream. When did you start thinking about wanting to be in radio, and when did you start to realize there was a possibility of landing on KDKA?
1967, I'm 10 years old, with a transistor radio that I had gotten as a Christmas gift from the place that my father used to work, St. Joe Lead, which is now the same location where they're building the cracker plant, Royal Dutch Shell. I used to fall asleep at night in my bedroom, you see, because I was the only boy out of six kids, so my sisters were down the hall with their bunk beds, and I was alone in that middle bedroom with my thoughts, and my thoughts were the airwaves and that transistor. And I stumbled upon a show called Party Line, which was Ed and Wendy King, which, for those of you who know KDK Radio, two of the most incredibly talented people that have ever been on the radio. But what they did, you may or may not know this, Mr. Mangino, because you're a little younger than I am, they would talk to people, but those callers never got on the air. So it would be Ed and Wendy talking to, say, Janet from Wilmerding, and they would basically relay her story to each other and to the radio audience. And it's just, you know, radio's theater of the mind to begin with, and it just, it came to life every night. And that's where I fell in love with radio, and of course, listening to Bob Prince and all of those pirate broadcasts. And I'll be honest with you, high school, did some stuff in high school, and then I got out, went to broadcasting school, and made my way through some of the local radio stations, as we all did at that time. And somehow, some way, in my mid-20s, I met this man by the name of Harry O'Toole, who truly was the magical leprechaun for me, that gave me an opportunity to get a shot at KDK Radio. And I've always just been able to adapt. Might not be the most talented person to ever work at KDK Radio, but I must say I've always been able to adapt. And it's just been, I'll tell you, every single day, and as I've said this before, Robert, you know, we're getting ready to celebrate 100 years of history. And all my time at KDK Radio, looking back, first Major League Baseball broadcast, first heavyweight championship fight, first presidential election, Harding Cox, November 2nd, 1920, I never thought that I would be a part, and I've been a part of horrific stories, you know, 9/11, floods, you name it, fires, great, wonderful police officers being gunned down and trying to carry the load by myself with all of this great talent, making it sound so the audience knew what the story was, or as we like to say, the backstory, always doing the heavy lifting, but being around all of this talent, not wanting to let any of them down. So I've seen it all, but never did I ever think that I would still be at KDK Radio in the midst of what is now the biggest story, I believe, in the 100-year history. And this is world wars, a world war. This is the Vietnam War. This is the stock market crash of 1929, the Great Depression, all of this. And we are right now in the midst of what I believe to be the biggest story in the history of KDK Radio, soon to be 100th anniversary.
And it's all about what's happening with COVID-19.
Exactly. I mean, it's, to me, it's staggering. Just when I thought I had seen it all, I had covered it all. Mm-hmm. And what amazes me the most, as a fan of KDK Radio, listening to what our news department is doing with PJ Comanche, who started as a producer for me from the north side, a kid from Pittsburgh, now the man, the news director, Jim Gracie from this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, who is now a Pittsburgher through and through as our program director, Michael Spack, our general manager, who I've watched turn into a great leader. I'm so proud to be a part of Intercom and Communications. And when I sit back and listen to News Radio 1020 KDKA, whether it's online, smart speaker, in the car, I still can't believe that I'm a part of that brand. And when I hear a Wendy Bell in the afternoon giving numbers and talking about the stories, to me, I'm so proud to be a part of this business that we cherish, and that's the broadcast media. But to be at the pioneer broadcasting station of America, being able to be that single source for people in the region, mm-hmm. I just can't tell you how proud that makes me.
I was talking with BJ earlier today, and one of the things that he brought up, and I had forgotten about, going back to the Clinton impeachment, that during that time, there was also a bombing that occurred in Iraq, directed by, ultimately, President Clinton. So you had the impeachment proceeding going on and the bombing taking place. And PG was saying, I wish you could have heard Pratt manage all of that. Take us back to that time. What was it like dealing with these two really, I mean, my goodness, they're huge news stories, the potential of us going into a war, dealing with the presidential impeachment all at the same time, and then juggling that. Take us back.
Okay, so it's December of 1998. President Clinton is announcing that he has ordered airstrikes against Iraq because they refused to cooperate with the United Nations weapons inspectors. The Clintons, meaning his administration, their decision being that they didn't get support from Congress, they were still going to go ahead with these airstrikes. And many people, including Trent Lott, who was the Republican majority leader, believed the president was doing it to take the headlines away from him being impeached. So on one hand, I was getting questions about Monica Lewinsky. Did he have sex or did he not have sex? Why did he lie? He needs to be impeached. I'm also trying to defend the man because of what he did as the president. First time that I can remember in my lifetime, we had a balanced budget. Employment was at an all-time high. I thought he was a working-class president who started as a member of the Peace Corps, idolizing John Kennedy. And I'm doing all of that. And in the meantime, I've got this airstrike and the true patriotism of the country right now is at the forefront, the first time in generations where we're actually on the verge of a war. It was one of the most interesting, frustrating, and exhilarating nights I've ever had in broadcasting. And if it wasn't for that young producer, PJ Comanchik, the greatest traffic cop ever, and Pittsburgh's had a few good ones, we all know that, I would have never made it. I would have never got through that. And you know this business. It's the highs, it's the lows. And I compare it to many times when I was a young waiter and you would work on your feet from the time you got to work to the time, you know, you punched the clock to go home. You were exhausted. Your feet were aching. Your back was aching. And you were sitting there. But as tired as you were, there was this adrenaline that you felt like you served the people well. You did something that was worthwhile. And the only other business that has given me that is radio and television. When you do a good job and you see a team effort be able to deliver that story. And on that night, I remember driving home and PJ had to refresh my memory a little earlier tonight when he told me that I was going to be coming on with you. And I've been kind of sitting here going back and waiting for you to do this with me. And I'll never forget. It was one of the first times that I actually felt like I deserved to be at KDK Radio with some of the greatest broadcast talent, not just this region, but this country has ever seen or heard in this incredible medium. You know, listen, Robert, you can't go anywhere in the world. If you're talking radio and you say KDK Radio, right, everybody knows what you're talking about.
There you go. Rob Pratt joining us. More with Rob coming up in a moment. We are in the midst of celebrating 100 years with KDKA. It's official in November, but every Wednesday we take a look back. More coming up in a moment on KDK Radio.
Celebrating 100 years.
Listen to what we started.
KDKA Radio with Robert Mangino.
We're celebrating 100 years. Rob Pratt joining me. And when we talk about broadcasting and the history, I think one of the things that's going to go down in the history of broadcasting for KDK is that when you talk about earlier with the whole COVID-19 and the impact that's having, the idea that I'm broadcasting from home, my understanding is that you're from home too. And so many others are needing to do exactly that in the technology that is incorporated in this. But I just a way of describing how at times with the uncertainty and at the same time blending with the technology to make something happen that otherwise years ago would have never taken place.
Let me just say this again, and I'm all for technology, but people still make a difference and people still matter. And as it was when I came to KDKA Radio the very first time for that first day on the job that left my knees knocking, my palms sweaty, and I sat literally down. If you're familiar with the Golden Triangle, ladies and gentlemen, for most of you that are listening, you are. Those huge fountains that are out in front of one Gateway Center, and of course, Gateway 2, Gateway 3. I remember coming out, sitting there at the edge of that fountain, literally breathless. Not so much because it was KDK Radio, but it was the people that were a part of KDK Radio. One of the very first people I ran into, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend, was my hero growing up, Bill Burns, who was the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Just imagine You're a young man from Western Pennsylvania that has grown up listening to this powerhouse, this radio station, and watching television every night at home. That voice in your house next to Walter Cronkite on CBS was Bill Burns. Good night, good luck, good news tomorrow. And the elevator door opens my very first day. And there, this mountain of a man who was 6'5" and slender in a green sport coat getting ready to go out to the St. Patrick's Day parade. And he went, "How are you, kid?" And I'll never forget that as long as I live. I thought, if I never do anything ever in my life in broadcasting, I've made it. It still comes down to in 2020, as it was in that spring of 1984, people. And we have the best team of broadcasters on the planet. And listen, I've worked with some of the best. One of the very first people that I met during my first few days at that radio station, the great Mike Levine, who was truly one of the most talented talk show hosts that God has ever graced the planet with. So I've seen great talent. I've heard great talent. I've worked with great talent in front of the microphone and behind the scenes. Those producers, you've got a young man, Hugh, right now working for you, Hugh O'Neill, graduate of Waynesburg, getting ready to further his education at Slippery Rock. All of those producers matter to me as the names that I've been kind of rattling off here in the last half hour with you. That's what makes KDKA so special. And these are people, Robert, like you from Newcastle and me from New Brighton. I now live in Monaca. You live in Moon Township. We're a part of the fabric of Western Pennsylvania. We're as local can be, as is our audience. And we have so many of the same things in common with the people that are listening to us. And in the end, we're just all hardworking people. Yeah. Some use a hammer and some use a microphone, but we're all hard working class people. And I think that's why it works. And that's why we're going to make it through this thing together.
There you go. And the people of Pittsburgh, the listeners of KDK, have been absolutely fantastic over the years. You think about people who are local to this region, like you just described, you and I, and there have been others. But then you still have others that have come from all over the country, like a Cigna from New York, and others that weren't from Pittsburgh. But once they got here, they became Pittsburgh, and KDK and its listenership took ownership of them and embraced them as family.
Listen, from Trish Beatty, who I know you've talked to, truly a giant. She actually was the host when I was doing sports on the weekend for the first time. A legend to me. The great Bob Coppler, who we recently lost, alias the commander because of his time in the Marine Corps, a name that I gave him. Larry Richard, who I have watched evolve into. I mean, think about Larry Richard having to replace John Cigna, who replaced the great Jack Bogut. You don't have much room for error, and he was able to pull it off. So it's the people, and I'm impressed as much with my audience as I am with all of you that I work with at Intercom Communications at News Radio 1020 KDKA.
We have like 2 minutes. Why do you think that, or maybe what's the right way of saying this? Your abilities to be able to do whatever it is that's asked. If they want you to do a talk show and fill in for Marty, fill in for Lynn, fill in for Wendy, whatever, you can do that. Morning show, night, the evenings, daytime, afternoon drive. Why do you think that is? What is it about? I mean, what best describes that for you?
It's Melinda Roeder. It's Boris Shiloff currently doing the news on the weekends. For many years, Brock Snyder, the Bambino, who I affectionately have called him for over a decade, Ben Kamenos. It's the people around me. It's Robert Mangino. But it gets down to that one common denominator that people who are successful in any walk of life, passion. I have passion, whether it's the Coons Cooking Hour, the True Value Home Improvement Show, talking presidential politics, or the Steelers draft. It's all about passion. And in the back of my mind, to be a part of that great plant, that manufacturing place that has brought so many great broadcasters to all of us for years, KDK Radio, Intercom Communications now, it comes down to that. News Radio 1020, KDK, call letters first, call letters last. It's what matters most. And just to have a part of it and you add in my passion, it's a recipe for success that I believe that when I'm gone, Someone will come along with that same passion, and I believe KDK Radio will be as relevant 100 years from now for their 200th birthday as we are, as we're getting ready to celebrate a century of broadcasting, which is pretty doggone cool.
Rob Pratt, well said, and that one word, passion, the perfect word to describe Rob and his efforts and what he's done and continues to do on KDK. Rob, thank you very much for spending the half hour with us. Do appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.